Democratic and Republican
leaders. We're
going
to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. A state House panel is looking into whether to expel or censure two lawmakers caught up in a sex and cover-up scandal. This week, an internal investigation found Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat misused taxpayer resources to cover up an affair. Jack, what strikes you most about this whole thing?
Well, probably the fact that it's paralyzed the legislature into focusing on this instead of other things that they're doing. Everybody wants the two representatives to quit and go away. They have no influence anymore. They've been stripped of their committee work, but they won't quit. And they probably will expel them. There's a new committee looking at what to do about them. But meantime, it sucks up all the air in the room, and people are talking of very little else.
What does this mean for Michigan state politics?
Well, it means things are sort of on hold politically. It sort of is an embarrassment for the Tea Party, although the Tea Party people have repudiated them as well. Part of it's not just a case of an affair. It's a case of sort of, you know, hypocrisy. They were flamboyant fundamentalist Christians, but they also were not team players. Cindy Gamrat was very early on thrown out of the Republican caucus for leaking confidential information. Todd Corser sort of bragged that he didn't know anything about procedure and didn't care and wasn't interested in passing legislation. So if they leave, it'll have no effect on the balance of power. They probably will be replaced in special elections by other Republicans. Politically, it doesn't mean a lot, but it's just sort of paralyzing government.
The city of Flint is complying with a court order to lower water rates. Although it's appealing the order, the city is also appealing a class action lawsuit that could force the city to repay ratepayers millions of dollars. Meanwhile, the mayor received 26,000 petition signatures yesterday demanding a return to Detroit's water system. And some recent tests show high levels of lead in the water. Why is Flint having so many problems with its water system?
Flint has really had a mess with its water system for the last couple of years. The city decided to switch from using City Detroit water to water from another source. But in the meantime, they started using water out of the Flint River, and there's all sorts of problems with that. It was discolored. It was apparently tainted. The city put massive amounts of chemicals in there to kill any bacteria, and that caused health effects on people. People were just very unhappy. And 4 years ago, the city put in a massive rate hike, 35%, on customers of the water system. Now, of course, Flint has all sorts of economic problems. They've lost a lot of automotive jobs. A lot of people couldn't afford the pay. And so now you have this judge saying the city has to stop doing that. So the city lowered its water rates. A third of the customers were delinquent anyway. People stopped paying part of their water bill after that happened. And what it means is there's less revenue for the city, which didn't have enough revenue in the first place. Right now, everything is a mess, and nobody is satisfied with the water situation in Flint.
What's the answer?
Eventually, the city's contracted with something called the Carignan Water Authority, and they're going to be supplied with water from Lake Huron, but they have to complete work on a new system, and that's not going to be complete till next year.
And finally, Michigan intends to develop its own plan to comply with new federal rules to reduce greenhouse gases. The director of the Michigan Agency for Energy says it makes sense for the state to develop its own plan that takes into account its environment and energy needs. But Michigan won't join a lawsuit filed by State Attorney General Bill Schuette challenging the new standards. What is Schuette's argument?
Well, there are some who say that Schuette is mainly playing to the right wing of his party. He wants to get the Republican nomination for governor in 3 years. I can tell you, if there is a contested primary, Governor Snyder will not vote for Bill Schuette. He and Bill Schuette have been at odds in a lot of things. Bill Schuette opposed Proposal 1, the governor's plan to fix the roads, which of course was defeated. And he's sort of off on his own with some other Republican attorney generals arguing that the president's Clean Power Plan is unconstitutional to begin with.
All right, Jack, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.